Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you. It is Monday, March 4th, 2024. We're talking about five insurtechs that are on Forbes' hottest financial startups today. Today's episode is sponsored by Hawksoft.
We actually decided to go to Hawksoft because we kind of got word of mouth of just you guys seem to be taking over as far as rocking the insurance field, really. Our prior system, we kind of lost the family connection as far as we wanted somebody to be able to answer the phone and be able to get answers or solutions to kind of our quirks and figuring the system out. And we had a lot of lack of communication with our prior software, and you guys just kind of took the ropes in. And you know, whether it's chat or email or phone or whatever, you can always get somebody online and somebody to help you out.
That's right. You can always do that with Hawksoft. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, and then click on agency management system. All right. So on today's episode of your daily insurance meditation, we're looking at five P&C insurtech startups that are on Forbes' hottest financial startups list. In no particular order here, we've got AtBay. They do cyber insurance. Their latest valuation is $1.35 billion. I have not checked these guys out, but I probably should. We have Coalition. They do cyber, directors and officers, crime insurance, and fiduciary insurance. Their latest valuation was at $5 billion, according to Forbes. And all this, by the way, is over on propertycasualty360.com. Kin Insurance, they do home insurance. So that'll be interesting to check out in this hard market. Their latest valuation is at $1 billion. Next Insurance, latest valuation is at $2.5 billion. That was as of November of 2023. You can get those guys on the FTAP, the Fast Track Appointment Program. If you're looking to get appointed with Next, that is a good way to do it over there at ftap.insure. We've got Sure, which is an embedded insurance software provider. Their latest valuation was at $550 million. That is the list. So interesting here, there's less funding going on in 2023, or did go on in 2023 for these insurtech startups. But, they are raising capital as a top priority. Particularly among early stage startups. Companies last year, though, they were struggling to find working sustainable business model that could generate revenue and support scalable growth, they're saying. They went out, they raised a bunch of money. They're on the top five P&C insurtechs on the hottest financial startups, according to Forbes. You can check all this out over at propertycasualty360.com. And we appreciate you joining us on today's daily insurance meditation.